Today's daf is Soita Daf Mem Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, seven lines from the top of Daf Mem Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Chaim Elazar ben Yibadol Chaim Reb Shim Shenarye, and Le'ilu Nishmas Miriam Bas Reb Yaakov. So, we're still in the middle of the seventh parak of Masechta Soita, parak Elu Nemarin. We're still digressing from the sugyas of Soita. Yesterday we concluded the three daf Sugya of Birchas Koyanim. Today we're going to go Me'inyan Le'inyan and discuss the Brachos of the Koyan Gadol and the Parshas HaMelech. Now, why are we talking about the Brachos of the Koyan Gadol? Why are we talking about the Parshas HaMelech? In fact, why were we talking about Birchas Koyanim? Because the name of the parak is Elu Nemarim, which discusses things that are Nemarim B'chol Lashon and things that need to be said Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah gave a list of things that need to be said B'chol Lashon. Then the Mishnah gave a list of things that need to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Mysteriously, the Mishnah explained the latter list, not the former list, but it didn't just explain the latter list. It went into great detail, literally, sugya's worth of halachas related to things that were mentioned so derech agav, simply because there's a parash in the Torah that needs to be recited, and it needs to be recited dafka b'lashon hakodesh. One of the parashas was Birchas Koyanim, hence we had three dafin of Birchas Koyanim. One of the parashas mentioned were the brachos of the Kohen Gadol, and as a result we have a Mishnah with a daf or so of Gemara that's going to discuss the brachos of the Kohen Gadol. Another one of the parshas that were mentioned was the Parshas HaMelech, a.k.a. Hakel. And we're going to have again a daf or so of Gemara that's going to discuss the halachas of Hakel. So first, Birchas Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah, Birchas Kohen Gadol, Ketzad. What were the Birchas Kohen Gadol? How exactly did they play themselves out? Chazan HaKnesses, Noitel Sefer Torah. So the background, of course, is Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur, it's the Yom HaKodesh. Today, the Avodah had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol had a right to do the Avodah whenever he wanted to. But there was one day a year where it wasn't just a right, it was an obligation, where he was mechuyev to be the one to do the Avodah, and that was on Yom Kippur. So this is already towards the end of the day. Most of the Avodah has already been completed, and now the Kohen Gadol is going to be in the Azara, although we'll see, a machloikis in the Gemara, was it really the Azara? Maybe it was only the Ezras Noshim, but certainly on the Harabayas in the Mokam HaMikdash, and he's going to be the Balkaira. He's going to read from a Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah says that the Chazan HaKnesses, who was the Shamish in the Beis HaKnesses that was in the Harabayas, Noitel Sefer Torah, he would go Psicha, he would take the Sefer Torah, the Noisnoloi L'Rosh HaKnesses, and he would give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, who Rashi describes as being the Gabbai. So the Shamish is the first one to hold the Sefer Torah. He takes it and he gives it to the Gabbai. The Rosh HaKnesses noisel l'skan. The Rosh HaKnesses gave it to the Skan Kohen Gadol. He was the right-hand man of the Kohen Gadol. V'askan noisel the Kohen Gadol. The Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol himself. The Kohen Gadol oimed, the Kohen Gadol would stand up, which would seem to imply, incidentally, that he was sitting up until this point. Oimed, he would stand, u'mekabel, and he would now receive the Sefer Torah. Now, while he's standing, v'koyre, he would read from the Sefer Torah. What would he read? Achrimois. He would read the beginning of Parshas Achrimois. Why? Because it's in Yonah D'Yoyma. It's Dover B'itay Ma'atayv. It talks about the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And then he would mish to Va'ach Ba'asar. That's in Parshas Emor, where the Torah talks about all the different Moyadim, specifically Va'ach Ba'asar, are the psukim that talk about Yom Kippur, which again, it's in Yonah D'Yoyim, it's Dover B'itay. V'goyla Satayra, Hag B'glila, U'menicha B'cheikoy, and he would hold the Sefer Torah. V'oymer, and he would make the following proclamation. He would say, Rabbeisai, I want you to know, Yesem B'mashe Karisa Lefnechem Kasuvka. Don't think that these are the only parashas that are written in the Sefer Torah. No, there's a lot more in the Sefer Torah. In fact, this is a regular Sefer Torah that has from Bereshis all the way until the Enei Kol Yisrael. Then there was one other parsha that the Kohen Gadol would read, and that's the parsha that begins Uba Asar. It's in Chaim HaShapikudim, it's in Sefer Bamidbar, it's in Parshas Pinchas. He would read the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur, but that he was Kohen Gadol. That he would read Bapa. See, he didn't read it from this Sefer Torah, he already did Hag Beglila. He didn't read it from another Sefer Torah either. That's something he would read Bapa. Umavarech Leo Shemayna Brachas. Here's the punchline. And he would make eight brachas on this Kriyas HaTorah. Number one, Alatayra. He would make Rochas Alatayra. somebody gets an aliyah, you make two brachas. You make a bracha lefaneh, asher bachar banu, and then you make a bracha lachareh, asher nasan lanu, teiras emes. Va'alo avoida, he would make a bracha on the avoida, something that has to do with avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Va'alo hoida, a moidim type of bracha. Va'al mechilas ha'avoin, it's Yom Kippur. So this is in Yonad Yom again. He would talk about mechilas ha'avoin. Va'al ha'mikdash, something related to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'al Yisrael, something related to Klal Yisrael. Va'al ha'koyhanim, something related to the Koyhanim. Va'al Yerushalayim, something related to Yerushalayim. V'hashar tefila, what does that mean? So the Gemara already is going to explain. Just to read the Lashon of the Rambam, because the end of the Mishnah is very sasam. We're mentioning categories of brachas that were said, but what exactly were they? And really, we're talking about the brachos of the Kohen Gadol. So even though this is a digression from a digression, but in mikra yoytze v'dei pshuta, let's see if we can understand a little bit better what these brachas are. So just to read one halacha in Rambam, it's in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's Paragimel, halacha Yud Aleph. Rambam says, Be'eshne koire, at the time that the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, Mevorech lefoneh, first things first, he would make a bracha lefaneh and a bracha l'acharah, and then he would add another seven brachas l'acharah, which means that really how many brachas are there? There are nine brachas, because there's the bracha lefaneh and the bracha l'acharah, which are counted really as one category, the birchas ha-toira. But then la'acharel after Ashanosan Lonu Teira Asembes v'chayi Olam not the b'saychenu, he would add another seven brachas. V'eluhei Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu v'chul Moedim Anachnu Lach v'chulu. So this sounds like the Ritzei and the Moedim that we say in Shmei Nasre. Slach Lonu Avinu Kichatanu v'chulu v'chaysim ba Baruch Ato Hashem Moichel Avoyno Is Ami Yisrael Berachanim. These are three brachas ketiknon, and l'chur, what the Rambam means to say is these are the three brachas that we're very familiar with: the bracha of Ritznei, the bracha of Moedim, and the bracha of Slach Lonu Baruch Ato Hashem Moichel Avoyin Esam Yisrael Berachamim. That's me'ena ma'ura. It's not a bracha you say every day because it's not Yom Kippur every day. But the point is that this is a ketiknon Yom Kippur de gebracha. Umbevarech. Then he would continue. He would make a bracha ala mikdash, bracha bifnei atzma. And the Rambam says, it doesn't really matter what the nusach is. Yeah, in Yona, the Indian of the bracha should be sheyamid ha-mikdash v'shchina b'soichay. V'choysen ba baruch ato Hashem ha-shoichin b'tziyon. U'mavarech Yisrael. Then he would make a bracha related to Yisrael, like the Mishnah says, b'fnei atzim. Again, in Yona, what's the toichin of the bracha? Sheyoshia Hashem es Yisrael v'lo yasru mehem melech. Hashem should save the Jews and they should have a king. V'choysen ba baruch ato Hashem ha-boicher b'Yisrael. U'mevarech ha-kayhanim. Then there would be a bracha related to kayhanim. Bracha b'fnei atzmai. In Yonah, what's the Indian of that bracha? She'yirtze ha-mokim ma'seyem v'avoidosam v'yivarchem v'choysen ba baruch ato Hashem mekadosh ha-kayhanim. That the Ebesh should be merutza with the avoid of the kayhanim. V'achakach oimer. And then afterwards, he would say tefila v'tchina v'rina u'bakasha. That's the pirish on the bashar tefillah that the Gemara is going to talk about later. Gefi masha huragel v'choisem hoisha Hashem es amchi Yisrael shamchi Yisrael tzrichem lohoishia baruch ato Hashem shemeya tefillah. So again, it's a little bit more of a pirish on these brachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah. Regardless, all these brachas had to be said in what language? At the very least, we should know that. Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why we're talking about it right here. Zok de Gemara. So the Mishnah already went through a more detailed explanation of how these brachas played themselves out. And the Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol was going to read from the Sefer Torah, but before the Kohen Gadol held on to the Sefer Torah, other people had to hold it first. Meaning, ordinarily, the Baal Koira receives the Sefer Torah from the one that goes Psicha, he gives it to the Chazan, and then eventually it makes its way to the Bima, to the Baal Koira. Over here, it traded many, many hands. It started with the Chazan HaKnesses, who gave it to the Rosh HaKnesses, who gave it to the Skan, who then gave it to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, Shamet Mina, I think you can prove maybe from this whole arichos of a procession that Cholkin Kovid L'Talmid B'Mokim Arav. So Rashi says that this is really a sugya, where the Gemara talks about Talmid has an obligation to be Mechabed as Rebbe. What if you have a Rebbe that has Talmidim and not all the Talmidim are on the same level? Does the Talmid that's on the lesser level have a responsibility, or even better, a right to be Mechabed, the Talmid that's on a higher level, B'mokam Arav or not? So Shalai B'mokam Arav makes sense. But b'makom harav. Maybe it's actually disrespectful to the Rebbe to be mechabed one of the talmidim when the Rebbe's there. The Rebbe's there, there's nobody else there. So it's a shaila in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, the first reaction to this Mishnah is it would seem cholkin kavod l'talmid b'makom harav, because the Chazan HaKnesses, who's giving it to the Reish HaKnesses, sounds like he's being mechabed the Reish HaKnesses. And the Reish HaKnesses is giving to the Skan, it sounds like he's being mechabed the Skan. So the Gaba and the Skan both got covered in the presence of the Rebbe. So you see, from here, Chol can cover the town with Mokum Rav. Abaye said, no. Really, maybe Ein Chol can cover the town with Mokum Rav. But over here, it's different, because Kula Mishum Kvoy to the Kohen Gadol. The end game, the punchline of doing this, is not, let's be Mechabe the Gaba. Let's be Mechabe the Skan Kohen Gadol. We wouldn't do that in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. But by having so many people pass over the Sefer Torah until finally it reaches its destination of the Kohen Gadol, that's all a ribuy in the covenant of the Kohen Gadol. And that for sure is okay. Meaning, we're not being mechabed the Talmud, we're using the Talmud as a hichatimtza to be mechabed the Rav. Abaye said that's what's going on in this Mishnah. It has no shaykhs to the sugi of chalkin kavod the Talmud b'makom harav. The Mishnah said for Kohen Gadol oimed, Kohen Gadol stood up, umekavel, he received the Sefer Torah, the Kaira, the Chulu, and he read from the Sefer Torah, Zaktimar Oimed. If the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol got up, Michal de Yoshev, it sounds like up until this point he was sitting. The Kohen Gadol was sitting? Where's this happening? Sounds like in the Azara. V'amamar ein yeshiva ba'azara, elo l'malchei beis davar b'vad. Everybody knows this, that the only ones that were allowed to sit in the Azara were the malchei beis davar. How do you know that, Shenemar? It's learnt out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayovei ha-melech David, Vayeshev lifnei Hashem. David HaMelech came and he sat lifnei Hashem. Vayomer, he said, Mi anoichi v'goymer. And we learn from here that only David, only Malchi Beis David would be allowed to sit. Nobody else is allowed to sit. And for the Gemara, Kedam Rav Chizda Bezras Nashim. Rav Chizda, related to this sugya, but answering a different question, said that the Kohen Gadol didn't read the from the Sefer Torah in the Azara, but rather he read from it in the Ezras Nashim. Achanami Bezras Nashim. It happened in the Ezra's Noshim, so it's not a kach. In Yeshiva Bazar is Dafki in the Azara proper. In the Ezra's Yisrael, the Ezra's Noshim had Kedushas Harabayas, but didn't have Kedushas Azara. For example, Kachi Kedoshim, which has to be eaten in the Azara, could not be eaten in the Ezra's Noshim. Tmeim, that can enter the Azara, could enter the Ezra's Noshim. And it's for that reason that it's not Shver, because this is not taking place in the Azara. This was the Hanocha that we were making, that it's taking place in the Azara. The Mishnah didn't say it happened in the Azara. We assumed that's probably where it happened. Thus, we had a question. But the Gemara says, Rav Chizda already said that's not where it was, and it was in the Ezra's Noshim. No, if it was in the Ezra's Noshim, then the Kasha is not a Kasha. So there's a lot of issues in what the right girsa of this next line is. It's interesting, this Gemara here in Soita Daf Mem is also a Gemara identical in Yuma Daf Samech Tes, and a lot of the Mefarshim say that it's Pashit, that the right girsa, L'chura, should be the girsa in Yuma Daf Samech Tes. So over there, the Lashon of the Gemara is Veheicha Itma de Rav Chizda. Where did Rav Chizda say his halacha? I mean, we just stelt to something Rav Chizda said. Rav Chizda said that the Kri of the Kohen Gadol was in the Ezra's Noshim, hence there's no Kasha in Yeshiva Bazara. So the Gemara wants to know, where exactly did Rav Chizda say his halacha? So he said it to answer a Kasha. Meisavei, there was a question that was asked on our Mishnah, so this is a drop vaplanted. But the Meisavei was on our Mishnah. And the Meisavei was from a Braisa. So we're asking a Kasha from a Braisa of a Mishnah. What's the Braisa? The Mishnah we know. Ve'echon Kairabai, where was the Kriya read? Now this Kriya that this Braisa is talking about is not the Kriya of our Mishnah. It's not the Brachos of the Kohen Gadol. It's not the Kriya on Yom Kippur. But it's talking about the Parshas HaMelech that was read during Kakel, which is going to be the topic of the second part of the Daf. But the Braisa says, where was the Kriya of the Melech? Ba'azara. It was in the Azara. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov said, Baharabayas. It was in the Harabayas. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra boy, Lifnei Horuchoyv, Asher Lifnei Shar Hamayim. And that was on the Harabayas. That was not in the Azara. Now, what's the Meisavei? It's a Shtikl Torah. If the Parshas HaMelech was read according to the Tanakhama in this Brais in the Azara, it's fair to assume that the Parsha of the Kohen Gadol was also read in the Azara. If that's the case, the Mishnah said that he got up to receive the Sefer Torah, which means up until this point he was sitting, I.A. in Yeshiva Bazar. It's the same Kasha, but it was just asked from a Mefurish Abrais. In our Mishnah, there was no inkling that this took place in the Azara. We just threw out a Kasha, assuming that maybe that's where it happened. Here you have a braisa that says the Parshas HaMelech was in the Azarev. The Parshas HaMelech was in the Azarev. So now already, at least there's a makar to think that the Parshas of the Kohen Gadol was also in the Azarev. If it was in the Azarev, the same question. Look, how could it be? And I'm Rav Chisda to answer that question. Rav Chisda said the Ezra's Nashim. The bottom line is, Rav Chisda already explained our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about in the Ezra's Nashim. It's talking about in the Ezra's Nashim. Hence, there's no problems how the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit, because it's true, in Yeshiva Bazar, El Nachid, they still have that. But this wasn't in the Azarev. This was in the Ezra's Nashim. Similar. But not the same place. And in that place, people were allowed to sit, even if they weren't members of Malchei Beis Tal. It's a continuing along with the Mishnah. So the Kohen Gadol is going to read from the Sefer Torah, and he's going to read from two parashiyos in the Sefer Torah. First, Achrei Mois, that talks about the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and then the Ach Baser, that talks about the Halachas and the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Now he's going to read a third parasha, but that he's going to read Baal Peh. That's really the Musaf. That's in Parashas Pinchas. Are you allowed to go in one Kriyas HaTorah, from one parasha to another parasha, meaning you're allowed to mish? For a minute, I'll ask you a question. Medalgim b'Navi ve'im medalgim b'Torah. You're allowed to skip around in Nevi'im. A lot of HaTorahs involve skipping around, but you're not allowed to skip around in the Torah. So how are you allowed to go from parashas Achrei Mois to parashas Emor? I'm Rabbi, Abaye, said Lekasha, kam b'chdeisha yifzak haturgamon, kam b'chdeisha lo yifzak haturgamon. So once upon a time, the Baal Korah had a right-hand man. He had a Torgamon. So the Baal Korah would read from the Sefer Torah. And then the Torgamon would say what he just said in Aramaic. Like this, the Ayum's all fresh thing. They should understand exactly what the Baal Korah is saying. Said Abaya Achidish. This that the halach is in Medalgam the Torah is not a din in Kriyas HaTorah that you're not allowed to skip around. You can skip all you want. It's a halach in Tichat HaTzibur. You can't make the Tzibur wait. Therefore, if you can mish so fast, and you could be medallic to the point that it would be Layufsakab Torgaman, the Torgaman's still going to be talking, so you have that little bit of buffer of time, then goes on to hate. Then go ahead and do it. Achrei Mois and Emor, these two Kriyas of the Kohen Gadol, they're very close to each other. So you have these strong guys that are big mishers, they would mish very, very fast, and like this, by the time the Torgaman, a good mishur and a slow torgamin, you can make this work. And that's exactly how it played itself out. Kam b'chdeish yifzakat torgamin, kam b'chdeish lo yifzakat torgamin. When we say, Eim medalgim the Torah, it's talking about k'deish yifzakat torgamin. That you could do b'novi. That's not something you could do in the Sefer Torah. However, shlo yifzakat torgamin, that's fine. Feit gemara, statu balak tani. On that mishnah that says, medalgim b'novi ve'eim medalgim b'Torah, we have the following comment. Medalgim b'novi ve'eim medalgim b'Torah. V'ad kam medalgim. When we say medalgim, what's the sheer? Even in Navi, the only time you're allowed to be medallic is if it's going to be enough time. Incidentally, you see from here that when they read the Haftarah, they also had a Torgamon. But the point is that you see that even medallic in Navi is Kadesh Liyufsakat Torgamon, Michlal, clearly implying the Betairah. Then when we say a medallic in Betairah, Klau Klavoy. If medallic in Navi means Daf Kadesh Liyufsakat Torgamon and a medallic in Betairah, that means a medallic in Betairah means a filu Kadesh Liyufsakat Torgamon. So this Teretz is not a good Teretz. Elam Abaya, Sabaya, Sablakashi, you have to say, when we say in medalgam b'Torah, it's talking about shnei inyanim. When we say in our Mishnah that you were allowed to be medalig, it's talking about when it was in yanechad. Achrei Mois Emor, both talking about Yom Kippur. That's in yanechad. That's something you could be medalig, as opposed to that Mishnah that says in medalgam b'Torah, it's talking about where it's shnei inyanim. Now, if in medalgam b'Torah is shnei inyanim, implies that medalgam b'Navi is afilu b'shnei inyanim. And a chanami. But the bottom line is, that's the teretz of the kasha. And the Gemara says, Vatanya, this is benichusa, a raya from a braisa to this teretz, medalgim b'toira, b'inyin echad, u b'novi b'shnei inyanim. That's really the punchline that we need. Medalgim b'toira, even though we said ain't medalgim b'toira, but b'inyin echad medalgim b'toira, u b'novi afilu b'shnei inyanim. And that's what that Mishnah means. When we said ain't medalgim b'toira, but medalgim b'novi, it's b'shnei inyanim. B'kam b'knam b'kdeish liyufsakat torgamon. Like we said earlier, even when you could be medalik, whether it's b'toira b'inyin echad, or whether it's b'novi b'shnei inyanim, it's only b'kdeish liyufsakat torgamon. You can never make the tzibur way. The ain't medalgim b'novi l'novi. Even though you can be medalik, but you can't jump from one novi to another novi. You can't go from your miyot to Yeshaya. Ubinavi shall shnei masa medalgin. However, if you're within the world of shnei masa, then you could be medalig. Ubavachli yedalig misayfa sefer letchilasay. With the one exception, you can't go backwards. Incidentally, machlokes rishonim where the not going backwards means if you're going minavi lenavi betoich shnei masa, then you can't go backwards. Or it could be the zinni, you can never mish backwards. You can always mish forwards, but there's halacha that you're never allowed to mish backwards. Either way, the goyel satar after the kohen gadol read from parshas Achrei Mois avodim yom kippur, then he read from Ach Ba'aser from parshas Emor. Then he would put the Sefer Torah. Torah in his lap, and he would say, so the punchline here is in the Vechulu, you should know that there's more in this Sefer Torah than I just read. Says the Gemara of Kol Kachloma, why do you have to make that disclaimer? You never heard about Kairos say that. You finish laying, he gives a clap on the bima. Yes, I mean, no, you don't do that. So why all of a sudden over here, this interessante zach? So the Gemara says, Shloi lohitzi laz al Sefer Torah. Because we don't want to be moitzi laz on the Sefer Torah. And the reason we would think that maybe people would be moitzi laz on the Sefer Torah is because we're about to have another kriya, and that kriya is going to be bal peh. So it certainly looks a little bit like maybe the reason we're reading this bal peh is because of the fact that that parashah is not mentioned in the Sefer Torah. So shaloi lahoitzi laz, you want to be very, very clear, and you want to say that you should know that really this next parashah that we're about to read is in the Sefer Torah as well. We're just not reading it for a reason that's going to be mentioned in a moment. Says the Gemara, Uba'asa shebechidmish apikudim kaira alpeh. The parsha of the Musaf, and that was written by alpeh. Faith the Gemara, why? V'lichri v'sefer v'lichri. Why can't you just read it from the Sefer Torah? Now the truth is we know the answer. We just learned the previous Gemara and really gave it away. Chenami, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lefi she'ein goyel in Sefer Torah b'tzibur. The reason is because you can't just be goyel. You can't go from one parsha to another parsha. And even though it's because it's all Yom Kippur, but this is already Bechdesh and Yifzak HaTurgimen, and this is already not something you're allowed to do. Faith the Gemara, the obvious question. Why don't you just bring out another Sefer Torah and read from the other Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, Rafuna bar Yehuda Amar, Mishum Pgam Eshal Rishon. Because we're afraid if you bring out another Sefer Torah, people would think that there's a Pgam in the first Sefer Torah, so Shaloi Lahoitzi Lazal HaSefer Torah, we don't do that. Mishum Ben Lokishamar, different reason. Because if you're going to bring out another Sefer Torah, you're going to have to make another bracha, a new Sefer Torah would be mechayv a new berachas haTorah, and that's already a bracha shein etzricha, and that's not something you're allowed to do. So two terutzim why we didn't just bring out another Sefer Torah. Either it's because of pgama yishal rishon, or because of achshash bracha shein etzricha. Faith the Gemara. Michashin al pgama. Are we worried about a pgam? From Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "Shchoidish tevis shencholiyos b'Shabbos." If a shchoidish tevis falls on a Shabbos, maybe shal yishtoyis. You bring out three Sefer Torah, the Kaira, and you read achas miyano shal yoin. One, you read the Shabbos. Achas shal rishchoidish. It's rishchoidish. Achas b'shal Chanukah, and the third one you read is Chanukah. The kasha is, you see that you're allowed to have more than one Sefer Torah. And you're not worried about Pekam Yishol Rishon. So if that's the case, how come here in this sugya you're worried about Pekam Yishol Rishon? So the Gemara says, plus a Gavri, but plus a Sifri Lekka Pekamah. Three people in three Sifrei Torah, there's no concern of a pgam. If one person's going to read from two Sifrei Torah, then there's a chashash that there might be a pgam. And the way Rashi explains it is that it could be that one person maybe could say, I would rather read from this Sefer Torah. I don't want to read from that Sefer Torah. So therefore, there's no pgam if three people are oilu l'Torah, if there's, and they're being oilu to three Sefer Torah. But if one person is going to now go from one Sefer Torah to another Sefer Torah, so it looks a little bit funny. Meaning, if you like that Sefer Torah, why don't you read everything from that Sefer Torah? Elamai, maybe that Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah that's chaser, and that's why it's tafka in this instance that this is something that we were concerned with. Incidentally, I am related raid bites, but there's a shaila in the poiskim whether anytime you find an Indian of kavod atzibur, could the tzibur be moichel on their kavod, or could they not be moichel on their kavod? And we once spoke out a tshuva from a goyim that lived in the 1600s, Rabbi Yehuda Miller. This was a Rabbi Bienenfeld raid bite, but Rabbi Yehuda Miller, who was a shoyel umeshiv in tshuvas chamtzvi, and he has his own tshuvas that were printed by Mechon Yerushalayim, one of the great ga'onim that a lot of people never heard of from that kufa. But al kapanim, he has a tshuva on this inyan whether the tzibur can be moichel al kvaidim. So, for example, an isha is not allowed to be a bal kaira. Al tzkaver tzibur, a katan can't go be a shat. Al tzkaver tzibur. Let's say the tzibur says, "No, fuck it, we want it. It's something that we're okay with." Could a tzibur be moichel al kvaidim, or can they not be moichel al kvaidim? And Rabbi Yehuda Miller brought a raya from this sugya, because you see, in this sugya that we went and we had the kohen gadol read chaimesh hapikud and read a parsha in the Torah bal peh. Now, it's strange, but it's more than strange. It's a problem, because we know that halacha is that once upon a time you were not allowed to write Torah Baal Peh, but also Dvarim She Bichsav Iyat Torah Shoy Lo Oimrim Baal Peh. So how do you have a right literally in a Beis HaKnesses with a minyan, with a Birchas HaTorah, to start reading from a Sefer Torah Baal Peh. It's aser. The teretz is, the Gemara said, we're boxed in. What are we supposed to do? You can't nish because of Kavanat Tzibur. You can't bring another Sefer Torah because of a Gam or Baruch Shein Yitzricho. So with the less brayer, you do what you have to do. Eis Lassis Lashem. Eferu Teretz Echel. So there's no other option. But there is another option. Just have the Tzibur be Moichel Al Kvoidim. In fact, you should force them to do it. Because if there's going to come at an issa that's going to take place by them not being Moichel Al Kvoidim, then shouldn't we force their hand to do so? And if we didn't do it, said Rabbi Yehuda Miller, Vaistois, Tzibur Shem Mochlu Al Kvoidim, in Kvoidim Mochlu. It's a fascinating discussion. We have a raid bite on it. Ayin Shab. Either way, Umavarich Alea, Shmoine Brachos Vichul. So the Mishnah said that the Brachos Kangoda were 8 Brachos. So the Gemara, Tan Rabbah, Umavarich Al Atayro, Kedarach Shem Mavarich Al Beis HaKnesses. Va'alo Avoido, Va'alo Yudo, Va'amchilas Ovan, Kitiknon. Lashon HaRambam, al hamikdash b'fnei atzmoi, v'al kayonim b'fnei atzmoi, v'al yisro b'fnei atzmoi, v'al yushalayim b'fnei atzmoi. We already discussed this in the Mishnah. V'ashar tefila. The Mishnah ended with 2 cryptic words. V'ashar tefila. What does this even mean? Tanu Rabbanan, hashar tefila, tchina, rina, ubakasha. She'amchi Yisrael tzrichin livasheya, v'choysin b'shoymeya tefila. Now there's a discussion here. Was this the nusach that was said? Or this is just the inyan? We read the Lashon HaRambam before. It sounded more like this is the inyan. But the point is, you say something that's going to involve this inyan. Mikan ve'elach, after the Kohen Gadol finished reading from his Sefer Torah, kol echad echad maybe Sefer Torah mitoch beis, everybody would go home and they would bring their own Sefer Torah. Rashi already gets involved in the discussion. It's Yom Kippur, not allowed to carry. How's everybody bringing Sefer Torah? And v'koyrei bai, they would all read from their own Sefer Torah. V'kol kachlama, what's this all about? K'dei laharis chazusay l'rabba. They would open up the Sefer Torah, and you would see a beautiful Sefer Torah. Rashi says that kelu v'aveo, there's a mitzvah not just to own a Sefer Torah. That's the 613th mitzvah in the Torah. But there's also a mitzvah to have a beautiful Sefer Torah. Al zeh kelu v'aveo, and laharis chazusay l'rabba. This was a big kiddush Hashem that everybody would come out, and they would be holding their Sefer Torah. And this concludes the parshas Kohen Gadol, and the brachos Kohen Gadol part of Perik Elu Namar. So before we go right there, and we pivot really to a whole other Indian, just to mention 2 very, very quick Gemaras. And that is, the Gemara was medayik from the Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol, when he read from the Sefer Torah, so he stood up, he received the Sefer Torah from the Skan Kohen Gadol, who had received it from the Gadol, who had received it from the Shammas, and he read from the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara made a diak. The Gemara said, "Oy made michal de yoshefu. How could he have been sitting?" For on mamar ein yeshiva bazara ela lemalche beis David bovad. So the Gemara said to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda already addressed this issue, and Rav Chisda said that this kriya did not take place in the Azara proper, but rather took place in the Ezra's Nosh. Took place in the Ezra's Nosh, there's no kasha, because in Yeshiva Bazara means the Azara as in the Ezra's Yisrael. It does not mean the Azara as in the Ezra's Nosh. Tosfos, long Tosfos on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Beis, quotes a Medrash Shoychet Toiv, where the Medrash Shoychet Toiv says an unbelievable chiddush, and that is that even though Chazal say Ein Yeshiva Bazara Elo Lemalchei Beis David Bulvad, but there's one exception to the rule, and that is the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit even in the Azara, and the Shoychet Toiv learns it from a pasuk. It says Ve'eli Akoyen Yoshev Alakise, and it sounds like he was in the Azara. Now, it wasn't the Azara, it was before the Beis HaMikdash, but it was Lefnim and Akloim. And as a result of Eli, who is a Kohen, is allowed to sit, Vaistois, even not from Malchit Beis David, is allowed to sit. The Teretz is because Eli is a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is an exception to the rule, and because he's an exception to the rule, the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit. We once said over a beautiful Ha'ara from the Chibina Rav, a Diktuk Hapsukim. If you look in Parshas Korach, so that's where you have the Parsha, the Matnas Kuhuna. So one of the halachas that I mentioned is the halach of Lemashcha. So Lemashcha is a halach in Kachem that underpins a lot of the laws of Kachem. Lemashcha says that when a Kohen eats his Matnas Kuhuna, he shouldn't just eat it, but he should eat it Lemashcha, Miloshin Gedula, Kederech Shaham Melochim Oichlan. Now this Pasuk is in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Ches. Vayidabra Hashem al Aharon. Hashem tells Aharon. Vani hine nasati l'cha es mishmeres through Moisai. I gave you all the matnas kuna, and I gave it to you lamashcha. I gave it to you ulivanecha, and to your sons l'chol goyim. So again, Hashem's talking to Aaron, and he says, "I gave l'cha all the matnas kuna lamashcha," and then the pasuk adds ulivanecha. I also gave your sons l'chol goyim, and the Chabina Rav was medayik that it sounds a little bit like Lamashcha was given be'ikr to Aharon, It was also given levanecha lechana satam lemashcha u secondary levanecha lechakoyim lechayim lemashcha is a dinner manis kohuna. Mali if the kohen gadol is eating it, mali if the kohen hedid is eating lechurit should be the same. So he said a davar nifla. He said the gemara says in masech tzvachim davte zayin amar aleph that even though you're not let to sit while you're doing the avoda, but you're let to sit while you're eating kachim. Why? Because it's not Avoida. And because it's not Avoida, you're allowed to sit. In fact, it's Mavur in the Sugya that it's actually a Maila to sit while you're doing the Avoida. While you're eating the Kachin. And the reason is because how do kings eat? We do it at the Seder. They sit Ungalite. They do it by Seba. And because there's an inyan to eat kachim kederach shamalacha moichlin because of lamashcha. So therefore, it's not just the bidiyevit, but fakir. That's really the way you're supposed to do it. Lamashcha's mechayev that achilas kachim is something that should be done by yeshiva. Tosfos in Zvachim daf tezayin amar aleph, where the Gemara says that a yoshev ezoichel says one line kigoin bimura mikachim ubchar. He throws in one specific type of carbon bchar. So the Shita Mekubet says, here in the Hagoyos on the Tosfos and in Zvachim says, that why did Tosfos say Bechar? It's true for all Kachim. There's a din Lamashcha. All Kachim. In fact, all Matnas Kahuna has a din of Lamashcha. Even the Zroya L'Chayayim and the Keva, which are not Kachim at all, but the Matnas Kahuna have a din of Lamashcha. So if that's the case, why did Tosfos say Bechar? Zok Tishita Mekubet says, because Tosfos was coming to Afuke Kachim Kadashim. The Gemara says that you can eat Kachim while you're sitting. It's Dafke Kachim Kalim that you can eat while you're sitting. But Kachim Kadashim you can't. And Bechar is an example of Kachim Kalim. That's why you picked on Bechar. What's the difference? Because Kachim Kalim is Necho and Gansi Rishalai. But Kachim Kadashim had to be eaten Dafke and Adazar. Says Tosfos, the Shita Mekubet says, explaining Tosfos, you can't eat Kachim Kadashim and Adazar sitting because Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Elo Lamachi, Beis Dava Bavar. So don't. The Shita Mekubet says that's why Tosfos said Kigoyin Bechar. He was trying Lafuke Kachik Kadashim because even though there's a din of Lamashcha, but at the same time Ein Yeshiva Bazar and Kachik Kadashim has to be eaten in Bazar, and as a result, there's no way for you to be able to go ahead and do it. So the Shita Mekubet says, but the MS is Yesh Lefakvek on Tosfos Chiddush. I'm not sure Tosfos is right. I want a dingzich maybe with Tosfos because it could be Lamashcha would be Doicha, the Inyan of Ein Yeshiva Bazar, and it could be you'd be able to eat even Kachik Kadashim in the Azara, in a matzav of Yoshev. But the bottom line is, Shitas Tosfos is Vachim, Dav Tezayin Amar Aleph is, that even though there's a din of the Mashcha when it comes to Achilas Kachim, but if a Kohen was going to eat Kachim Kadashim, he would have no choice but to stand, which is not the way kings eat. But by the less Breira, you have no choice because in Yeshiva Bazara, Elo L'malchi Beistavu Guvan. Incidentally, this Tosfos in Zvachim Tezayin Amar Aleph is also a Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chafei Amar Aleph, where Tosfos over there has the same suffix. Whether in Yeshiva Bazara was Doicha L'mashcha, or whether L'mashcha was Doicha in Yeshiva Bazara. But the bottom line is, said that should be Nagoyin, it's Mephizeh, you could say a Nifla de Gezach. This whole shaila of whether or not you can eat kachi kadashim sitting in dazar is only a shaila by a kohen head. But the feed major shaychetayv that Tosfos quotes in Soita Daf Mem Amid Beis that the kohen gadol we learned from Eliyahu Kohen was always allowed to sit. So it comes out the kohen gadol would always be allowed to sit when he eats kachi kadashim. The whole shaila is going to be a kohen head. But bas negei a kohen gadol there's not going to be a shaila. The feed would come out that if you go like Tosfos says in Zvachim Tezayin Amid Aleph that really you're not allowed to sit when you eat kachi kadashim. So it's only the kohen head that's not. Let us sit. But the Kohen Gadol could. That means the Kohen Gadol could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lamashcha B'Shleimus, whereas the Kohen Hedi cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lamashcha B'Shleimus. The Kohen Gadol could sit while he's eating Kachin Kadashim because there's no problem with Ein Yeshiva Bazar because there's an exception to the rule. He's the Kohen Gadol, just like we learn from Eliyahu Kohen, as opposed to the Kohen Hedi. It's Lefi Zed. That's the Pasuk. Vayidab Hashem el Aharon. Vani hinei nesati l'chas mishmeret through Moisei l'chal kachin b'nei Yisrael. L'cha nesatim l'mashcha. You have it in l'mashcha. You'll be able to be Mekayim this mitzvah of l'mashcha b'shleimus. All the Kachi Kadoshim. That's a big chunk of Matnas Kuna that are Nechel in the Asnora. You'll be able to eat Lamashcha. Ulevan Nechel, also a shtickle, Lachak Goyim, but they won't be able to eat it 100% because they're going to have to eat the Kachi Kadoshim while they're standing, and that's going to be a steerer to the Inyan of Lamashcha. One other Ha'ara that we mentioned when we learned Mesechtes Yuma, and that is that the first Mishnah in Mesechtes Yuma says, Shiva Siyamim, Koydim Yemek, Yipur, Mafrishin, Koyin Godomi Beisai, Lelishkas Parhejin. Kohen Gadol lived for 7 days before Yom Kippur, where he lived in Lishkas Parhedrin. It's Mavur in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma that Lishkas Parhedrin was in the Azara. It was Kodesh. It was a makim that had kedusha sazar. So Tosfos in Yumad Avches Amud Beis asks a kasha that I don't understand. How was the Kohen Gadol allowed to live in Lishkas Parhejet? If he was there for 7 days, somewhere along the way he fell asleep, right? It's not possible to go 7 days without sleeping. If in yeshiva bazar kal v'chomer, you can't sleep in the azar. And if that's the case, Freik Tosfos, how is it possible that the Kohen Gadol lived in Lishkas Parhejet for 7 days? What happened to the halacha of in yeshiva bazar elo malchus beis davar b'var? Tosfos muches, he says that maybe even though Lishkas Parhejim was benuya b'koidesh, it was psuchalacha, maybe it didn't have a full din of kachem, but if this Tosfos over here in Saita, that memam abeis, is pashit, it's miyushiv, that Tosfos kasha. Either way, we'll move along. Just had to speak this out, because this is a famous Tosfos, and it comes up really when you're learning kachem. But when you learn this sugya here in Saita, that mem, b'chura, thought it was malpractice to pass this Tosfos without at the very least acknowledging it. We move our attention from the brachas of the Kohen Gadol to the Parsha of the Melech. Now, the background of the Parsha of the Melech is the Parsha of Hakel. So we're sort of familiar with the Parsha of Hakel. We know what happened on Yontif. It has something to do with Shemitah. It happened once every 7 years, and everybody had to be there. I just think it's kedai to read the Lashon HaRambam, just one halach in the Rambam, one and a half, in the third parak of Hilchas Chagiga. So the Rambam brings the laws of Hakel in Hilchas Chagiga. It's parak Gimel Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah saseh, lahakel es kol Yisrael, anoshim v'noshim v'taf, b'chol moitzoy shmita, kishayalu l'rek. So every moitzoy shmita, we'll see more precisely when exactly took place in the Gemara, but there's a mitzvah esedei reisa to call together all the yidden, anoshim v'noshim v'taf, v'likrois ba'ozneim min ha-Torah, and to read into their ears from the Torah, parashiyos shehim mezarzis oisam b'mitzvos, parashiyos that are going to be mezarz them to do mitzvos, u'mechazkos yedeyim b'daso emes, and it's going to give them chizik in daso emes. Shenemar miketz sheva shonim b'moyit shnas hashmit b'chag asukos b'voy ko yisro v'goymer hakel aso om hanoshim v'anoshim v'taf v'gercha hashevesh v'recha v'goymer. So the Rambam gives us some clues as to what exactly Hakel is. But in one line, the Rambam teaches Hakel. He says, what's the inyan? The inyan is to read from a Sefer Torah, parashiyos, shein mezarzois oisam b'mitzvois, u'mechaskois yodeyim b'das ho'emes. I'm skipping to halacha hey, middle of halacha hey. Hakriya v'habrachis b'loshon ha-kodesh, shenemar tikras ha-Torah azois b'loshoyma. Afal pi sheyesham leuzois vegerim sheim makirim. Even though there are going to be people that are not going to understand Lashon Kodesh, you have to read the Lashon Kodesh. What's the makar? Perek Elun Amar. Still, those people are chayavim lehochem libon ulahakshiv oznam leshmaya be'ema ve'yira ve'gila ve'ra'ada kiyem shenitna by besina. Afilu chachamim gedolim sheyodin kol ha-Torah kulo. Chayavim leshmaya bekavano gedolu yaseiro. Mishein yochel leshmaya mechaven libay lekriyazu shulay kova akosef elu lechazik daso emes veira atzmoi kilu ato nitztava ba umipi agvura shoyma shahamelech shliachu lashmiya divrei hakel. And you go through these Lashonis in the Rambam, there's a lot going on here. But the emes is, in the world of Reid, which we're not going to talk about, but just as a hakdama to Hakel, there's two things happening over here. Number one, Hakel is a sif katan in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So, sholish pamim bashani yeira kol schurcha. But there's one Re'iyah that's a little different than all the other Re'iyahs. The Rambam says, kishiyalu l'regel, that's when this mitzvah of Hakel is. And the lumbim all say that it's because the Rambam understands Hakel as a sif katan in Re'iyah. So what do you do when you're Oyvah Regal? You bring an Oyvah Sriyah, you bring a Shalmi Chagiga. Once every 7 years, on Sukkis, you also do Hakel. Satsitan mit the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Get nothing out. But Satsitan mit the mitzvah of Re'iyah. But this is a very mechudish thing of mitzvah Sriyah. Why? Because Re'iyah is usually a Ra kol schorcha. This Re'iyah is mechayiv anoshim noshim v'taf. But it's a sif katan in Re'iyah. But then when the Rambam gets into it, and the Rambam starts explaining what's going on over here, the Rambam uses maimed har sinai diga l'shoynes. Chayovim l'hochim lipan u'lahakshav ozom l'shmoya be'ema v'yir be'gila v'rada kiyem shenitna by besinai sha'am melech shliach u'lashmiya divrei hakel. What do you mean lashmiya divrei hakel? Anoichi v'lo yiluch ha'mipiyag v'ru shamanim ke'ilu. The melech is mama shechina medamim b'toich groin as that sort inya. But the bottom line is that there's a re'iyah digger component, there's a maimed ar sinai digger component.
component. That gives a whole different point of the Hakel. Every 7 years, Maimed Har Sinai Hatzich Ibege Chazit.
Right, we spoke last week on Daf Lamed Zayin, where you find that the Torah was given Har Sinai, then there was Arvis Moyev, and then you had Har Grizim and Har Evel, and it was Snishness Ba'ol Moyed.
Right, the Inyan of Har Sinai wasn't a one-time event. It was, but Hatzich Ibege Chazit, to a certain degree.
And really, L'doiris, the Yidden would always have an Indian of Hakel, and you had to treat Hakel like you were showing up to Maimed Har Sinai. That's mamish the way it was done. And it's anoshim, and it's noshim, and it's taf, and you have to listen to every single word. Be'emo, v'gila, yira, re'odo, k'yoyim sheninna by Besinai. And it doesn't matter, you're a Chacham Gadol. What, a Chacham Gadol wouldn't show up to a Maimed Har Sinai? Of course you have to show up. Shamelach Shliachu LaHashmiya Divrei Hakel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, and now the Melech is somehow going to play this role. I mean, this is grace of Pleitzis to be the Shliach for the Kel.
Regardless, we're going to discuss some of the technical aspects of Hakel. Zok the Mishnah, Parshas HaMelech Ketzad.
So the feature of Hakel was the king would read from the Sefer Torah. You read the Rambam. That is really what Hakel is all about. It's about the king reading from the Sefer Torah. Now, when exactly did it happen? Moitzo Yontav Rishon Shulchan.
It happened Matzah, the first night, Sukkos. So Sukkos, Midday Raisa is that first night, and then of course you have the seventh night, and then you have Shemini Atzeres. But the first night, which in Eretz Yisrael is the first night of Chol HaMoed, that's when Hakel took place. B'Moed Shvi'is, it's the year after Shvi'is. Oysam Loi Bima Shal Eitz B'Azara. They would make a bima that was made of wood. It would be in the Azara V'Yoshev Aleh, and the king would sit on it. Shenema, the pasuk says, Miket Shev Hashanah B'Moed V'Goyim. The Gemara is going to explain the first two lines of the Mishnah. Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah. Now the king is going to read from the Sefer Torah. We just went through the procession of how the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah. So now we have the version as it relates to the king. Chazan HaKnesses, first the Shamas takes the Sefer Torah. The Noisna, who does he give it to? We know already. L'Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Gaba. V'Rosh HaKnesses gives it to the Skan. V'Askan Noisna L'Kohen Gadol. But now the Kohen Gadol is not the one that's reading. The Kohen Gadol Noisna L'Melech, he would give it to the Melech. V'Melech Oymed, the Melech, who was sitting again, is going to stand up, umekabel, v'koyrein, he's going to read from the Sefer Torah, yoyshev, sitting. And this is the difference between him and the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was still standing when he read from the Sefer Torah. The king sat down when he read from the Sefer Torah. Agrivas HaMelech Amad v'kibel. Agrivas HaMelech was a king. He read from the Sefer Torah, and he read from the Sefer Torah while he was standing. The Korah Oymed, the Shabchu Chachamim, and the Chachamim were Meshabech Hakrivas HaMelech Shagil, the Tzura Lassa Salach Ish Nachri. And when he was reading from the Sefer Torah, he came to the Pasuk that said that a king is not allowed to be an Ish Nachri, Zogu Ein of Dmois, he started to cry. And the reason is because he was of questionable descent. We'll see more about Sanomid Beis. Amrulay, they told him, Al Tesyori Hakrivas, no, have no fear, Hakrivas, Achenu At, Achenu At, you're one of our brothers. Don't cry, don't worry. I know it says in the Torah, Loi Sucha Lassa Salach Ish Nachri, but you're one of the Chevra, everything is okay. The Kurim Mitchilas Ela Hadvarim at Shema. The Melech would read from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim up until Shema. Shema is in Parshas Voschana. Then he would read Vishema. He would then skip to Parshas Ekevayim Shemaya. Then he would skip to Parshas Rei Aser to Aser. Then he would read Kisachala La'aser. That's in Parshas Kisavai. That's the Parsha of Vidui Maestris. Uparshas HaMelech. He would read the Parsha of the Melech. Ubrochois the Klolois, he would read the Brachas of Klolois. We're going back to the Brachas of Klolois of Har Grizim and Har Evel, Achagoymer Kola Parsha, until he finishes reading that entire Parsha. Brachas Kangadu Mavarech Oysam, the Brachas that the Kangadu would recite, Hamelech Mavarech Oysam, the king would also recite, Elos Shenoysen Shal Regolim Tachas Mechila Sa'ofen. Instead of Yom Kippur Digim Me'enam Uru, which was one of the eight Brachas, his Me'enam Uru Digim Bracha would be Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim Ayin Rashi. Zok the Gemara. So the first line of this Mishnah was a little sosum. Parshas HaMelech Kesad. Moitzoy Yontef HaRishon Shel Chag B'Shmini B'Moitzoy Shvi'as. So the first question that the Gemara asks is B'Shmini Sol Kedaitach? Did this really happen B'Shmini? Meaning B'Shmini sounds like Shmini Atzeres. It can't be. Why can't it be? Because we just said Matzei Yontef HaRishon. So is it Matzei Yontef HaRishon or is it Bishmini? Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Eima Bishminis. Now the way you're supposed to read is Bishminis. Matzei Yontef HaRishon Shal Chag, meaning the first night of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, not Bishmini.
B'shmi Nis, the eighth year, which is Moitzai Shvi'i. It's the year after Shemitah, right? There's only 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. So Shmi Nis is obviously the first year after the seventh year after Shemitah. That's when this happens. Why does the Torah need to tell me so many different words to describe when exactly Hakel took place? So the pasuk that describes exactly when Hakel happened was the following. It's one pasuk. Vayitzav Moshe Oysam Lemar. Miketz Sheva Shonim Bim Moyed Shnasa Shemitah B'chaga Sukkos. So there's a lot of markers here. But the Gemara wants to know why do you need all these psukim? So the Gemara says, Rikdi, because of Rachman Miketz, because I only said the word Miketz, I would have thought Miketz Sheva Shonim from now. So Moshe Rabbeinu's talking, Achshav, 7 years from today. That's nothing to do with Shemitah, it's just 7 years from today, because of Rachman Shemitah. So the first thing you have to know is no. When we say 7 years, Meretach Ben Shemitah cycle. Because of Rachman Shemitah, the Torah said, Shemitah, Avamina Besoif Shemitah. I would have thought maybe it means at the end of Shemitah. So the end of the Shemitah, Kasa Brachman Rabbeinu, it has to be on a Yontif. There's no Yontif at the end of Shemitah. The end of Shemitah has no Yontif. So now we know it's on the Yontif. Because Kasa Brachman had it just a B'moyed, have a Minimere Shasa. I don't know, maybe Rosh Hashanah. So it's the end of Shemitah, meaning not the end of Shemitah, but right after the end of Shemitah, meaning the beginning of the next Shemitah, what's the first Yontif that comes? Rosh Hashanah, right? That's when Shemitah ends. So if the Echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah, so if that's the case, so you would have thought that that's when it is, because of Rachman B'Chag HaSukkos, that's why he said Chag HaSukkos. Now because of Rachman B'Chag HaSukkos, I only said Chag HaSukkos, I mean I would have left the Yontif Acher. Maybe it could be on Shemini Atzeres, because of Rachman B'Voykol Yisrael, it's the time that all the Yidden are together in the Beis HaMikdash, when is them Aschal to the Moise, the beginning of Yontif. If all the Yidden are in the Makom HaMikdash, and that's when this has to happen. So the Chazan HaKnesses took the Sefer Torah, gave it to the Gabba gave it to the Skan gave it to the Kohen Gadol, and then finally the Kohen Gadol gave it to the Melech. So says the Gemara, the same Shak Levitari that we had in the beginning of the Sugi regarding the Kohen Gadol. Shnami Minoch Kolkin Kavod the Talmud Makom Arav. Don't you see from here that you're allowed to give cover to the Talmud Makom Arav? You're being Mechabed now three Talmidim Makom Arav. You're being Mechabed the Gabba, the Skan Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol, all in the presence of the Rab, who in this case is the King. The same teretz. You're not being mechabed the Talmud out his own chashivos. We're using him as a hechatimtza to be mechabed the Melech. Amelech oimedu mekabo v'koyre yoishev. The Melech would stand up to mekabo to save the Torah, but then he would read it sitting. Agrivus Amelech amad v'kibel. It sounds like he was sitting with Amar in Yeshiva Bazar. Elul Malchi Beisavu Bavad. Shenema v'yavi Amelech David v'yoshav lifnei Hashem v'yoymer v'goymer. Now, this kasha you need to understand. Here we're talking about the king. So what's the problem? The king is allowed to sit. Yeah, but that's only Malchut Bistav. It's allowed to sit. Agrifas HaMelech, for example, as we'll see in a second, was not from Malchut Bistav. And as a result, he himself cannot sit. Like the whole story of Yeravim ben Nevat was triggered because Yeravim ben Nevat was a king, but he wasn't from Malchut Beis David, and he knew when the Oilam was going to be Oil Regel. So Rechavam, who was from Malchut Beis David, he was going to be sitting. Everybody would be giving him grace of covet, and Yeravim would look like he's the inferior king, and that's why he was Maimed HaGolem and he was Chayti Machti Yisrael. That's what triggered the whole story. It was the gaiva of Yeravim Ben Nevat. But it's all predicated because even though he's a king, but he's not from Malchut Beis David. So the question is, Agrifas HaMelech, for example, who's featured prominently in this Mishnah, so Luchuri, he's not from Malchut Beis David, but the terrorist is coming, Rav Chizda Ezra's Nasha. Rav Chizda already said that the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol was not in the Azara proper, it was in the Ezra's Nasha. This Kriya was also in the Ezra's Nasha. So the Mishnah told us the halacha of the Parshas HaMelech, and then the Mishnah told us about a Maisa Shehoya, Agrifas HaMelech. So what did the Mishnah say? Agrifas HaMelech, Omad V'kibel, he stood up to Mekabel the Sefer Torah, V'kara Oimi. And instead of sitting down to read, he wanted to stand. V'shemchu Chachamim the Chachamim were Meshabech. So first things first, says the Gemara, Shemchu Mechal the Shaper of it. Sounds like he did a good thing. Meaning, he has the right to sit. Kohen Gadol doesn't have the right to sit. He does have the right to sit because of his chashivos. But he was being meichel on his chashivos. Faith the Gemara, is that a good thing? Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, even though there's a mandam that holds that the Nasi can be meichel al-kvaydai, but melech shemachel al-kvaydai ain't kvaydai meichel. So how does he have a right to do that? The melech can't be meichel al-kvaydai. Shenema soim tosim alecha melech, shetei masay alecha. And the Gemara answers a teretz that triggers a lot of rage. Mitzvah shani. It's true that a melech can't be meichel al-kvaydai, but when it comes to a mitzvah, good. There's a very long Tosfos here, Ayin Shom, but a melech is allowed to be meichel al kvoidai if it's l'shem mitzvah, and this is l'shem mitzvah. He's not being meichel al kvoidai in yonei chayil. No, he's going to give kavod to the Sefer Torah in the Makom HaMikdash in the presence of Klal Yisrael. This is a very big kiddush Hashem, and to do that, that's something he'd be allowed to do. And then the Mishnah continued talking about Agrifas HaMelech as a digression, which is the theme of the Masechta.
latter part for sure. When he came to Loisucha Losis Alecha Ishnachri, when Agrivas HaMelech came to the words, Loisucha Losis Alecha Ishnachri, a goy cannot be the king of the Jews. Zogu Ein of the Mice, he cried. Omulay, they told him, Al Tesiori Agrifas Achenuat Achenuat. You have nothing to worry about. So what's this all about? So Rashi in the Mishnah says, Agrivas HaMelech, he gives us a two-line bio. Melech Yisrael Haya. He was a Jewish king, Mizari Shal Hordas, but he was a descendant of Hordas. He's also the answer to a trivia question. He was the king of the Jews at the time that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So, who was the king at the time that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Siddiyah. Who was the king at the time that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? It was Agrifas HaMelech, who's mentioned here in Soita, Daf Mem Aleph. So, he came from Hordas HaMelech, and as a result, wasn't so poshut that he was a Yid. The background is the last 103 years of Bayis Sheni, the Jews were ruled over by the family of Hordas, Ayin related Raidites. Hordas was a ger, but it was a questionable gerus. And as a result, there were those, Ubereshim, the Prushim, and the Chachamim, who felt that he really wasn't a Yid. Now his Einakloch were all the kings. 103 years, they ruled over the Jewish people, which meant that they weren't really Yidden. So you had non-Jews that are reigning over the Yidden. So when Agrivas HaMelech, who's a Ben HaChaben from this Gersi Yichas, from Hordas, he comes to this Pasuk that says, Loi sucha losei solecho ish nachri ashaloi ochichohu zolgoen of demais. He began to cry, he's given ayena bizyoinis, because he knew that right this second he's violating this Pasuk. And the Oilam told him, don't worry about it. Achenu ata, achenu ata, it's all good. You're one of our brothers. And as a result, it's fine. Now, what did they even mean when they said Achenu Atam? That has to be a pshat. So if you look in the Rishonim say that the reason they said Achenu Atam is because although Agrivas HaMelech, from his paternal side, was a descendant of Hordas, but his mother was Jewish. And because his mother was Jewish, they said Achenu Atam, Achenu Atam. Now, if that's the case, it sounds like they were right. And we're about to see in the Gemara, they clearly weren't. If his mother's Jewish, Eved Vakuti Abba Bas Yisrael, even though it's a big sugya, but Avlad Kasha. So it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to get out of this problem. Rashi says that it's true, but at the same time, he still wasn't fit to be king. Because Zila Bei Milsa, meaning Agrifas is not violating this pasuk that says, Leisucha Lassus Olecha Ish Nachri, but at the same time, it's a pasnished. Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's pshat. And Tosfos says that I hold shteita negemara, that even though Eved Vakuti Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Kasher, but at the same time he's still not fit to be king. And Emesis is a makar to this. The Gemara Yevamah says Eved Vakuti Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Kasher, Kasher Avopogum. So you see, there is a shtickle pka maybe, but the bottom line is that at the end of the day he was not fit to be king. According to Rashi, Sapasnish. According to Tosfos, Meikar Adin, he wasn't fit to be king. And when the Yidden said Achenu Ata, Achenu Ata, they violated something. You know what they did? They chanfed him. That's what they did. And that is going to be the segue now to the last part of Perek Elun Amarim. So a Perek that digressed mamish throughout ends with an epic left turn. Says the Gemara, Kishigi Elulay Sucha Lase, is Tana Benun Terebraisa, Bishmei Derab Nosen. This is in the name of the Tana Reb Nosen. But Oy Susho, when the Yidden told Agrifas, Achenu Ata, Achenu Ata, Neschaivu Soine Yisroel, Kloyo, Klai Yisrael was chayef, kloyo, mamish, kloyo. That's a very scary word. Shehechnifu boil agrifas. Because they chanfed agrifas. They had no business saying achenu ata, achenu ata. Tosfos is kasha on Rashi. We said Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. His kasha is that if really he was fit to be king, no, zila bei milsa doesn't pass for that. They chayef kloyo. That's chanifu. Chanifu is, if it says in the Torah, you can't do this, and you say you could do this, that already is going to be a problem. Either way, from here until Hadron, we'll see if we can go through this, is all about the Inyan of Chanifa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Yom Shugavra Agrufa Shal Chanuf, from the time that Chanufa became a big deal, Nisafso Adinim, all the Dinim became corrupt, and Niskalkwa Maisim, everybody's actions are messed up. The Ein Adam Yochel Emel Chaveri Masik Dalim Masecha. A person can go over to his friend and tell him, you know, my Maisim are better than your Maisim. Why not? So Rashi sounds like he's saying, because his Maisim are not better than his Maisim, because everyone's Maisim are in the red. No one's doing the right thing. More pashit the Rishonim say is, can't give a person Musar anymore. He's going to say, you're going to give me Musar? I'm the most mechubadig person in the world. How do you ever, really? You chokham are going to tell me that I have a problem? I have a skomis. So as a result, you can't give people Musar anymore. And it's mamish, the whole world falls apart. Now, we're going to learn a whole sugi about Chanufa. Let's just teach it. If we have time, We'll see Rabbeinu Yonah's taicha of chanifa. But just to say, first of all, is a chanufa, I'm not sure, but it all means the same thing. It means flattery. So you're basically telling a person who's not a good guy that he's a good guy. That's in short. Agrifas HaMelech is violating an Issa Deiraisa. He's mabish. Every second that he's king, he's been going for an Issa Deiraisa. And you're telling Agrifas, no, don't worry about it. Achenu what? What do you mean achenu what? He's been going for an Issa Deiraisa. You can't say that. That's what this Indian is. So, Gemar, Darish Rabbi Yehuda bar Marava, V'itemer Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, Mutter lahachnef l'risham ba'olam hazeh. So, Klal Yisrael's chayv kloya for chanfening Agrifas, and then toich kedei dibur, mamish, in the same sentence, we say it's mutter to chanfer ba'olam hazeh. So, we'll have to wait until the raid to make sense of all this. Shenema, the Pasik said, lo yikari oid l'novel nadiv, ulekilai lo ye omer shaya. So, this is a Pasik in Yeshaya. It describes the end of days. In the end of days, nobody's going to refer to a novel as a nadiv. So a novel, we know what that is. No one's going to refer to him as a nadiv, as a shayneid. And no one's going to refer to a kilai as a shaya. It's mashma, the ba'ulam hazeh, shari. In this world, you're allowed to. Incidentally, what's a kilai? Rashi says, shemesava lishtis yayin todir. Rav Shimon ben Lakish shama mehach. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, buta lahachnif l'risham ba'ulam hazeh from somewhere else. The pasuk says, now when Yaakov meets Esav, so what does he tell him? Ba'yom Yaakov, kel no. Yaakov tells Esav, "Mamish, seeing you, I feel like I met a malach." How could he say that? Yaakov felt like he met a malach. He was looking at the sitracha. How could he say that he felt like he met a malach? Teretz is that he was chanfening him. I thought it's the worst thing in the world. Obviously didn't hold like Rabbi Levi. If you want to understand what Yaakov Yenu did, I'll explain it to you in a mashal. Meaning, when Yaakov Yenu told Esav, "I feel like I met a malach," he was doing something very, very wise. Adam Shazim and Eschav is a good move. A person meets his friend, the Hikabach and Mavakish Laharge. And then all of a sudden, this meeting starts getting a little uncomfortable, and he realizes that he's in trouble, and he has no exit, and this person's about to kill him. Amalai, he told him, you know, Tavshul there, this coffee, Shani Tayyim, that I'm sipping right now, Ketavshul Shetaamti Beves HaMelech. This reminds me of the king that the coffee that I drink every time I'm sitting with the king. Omar said, this guy starts thinking, oy vet, yodale malka? This person is embarrassed by the king, Mistafi. He starts getting scared, but like, God, he's not going to kill him. So Yaakov meets Esav. Yaakov's afraid. Esav's going to kill him. So he tells him, you know, you remind me of the malach that I saw yesterday. Esav said, oy vet, ed reitzich mit maluchim. I'm in big trouble. And as a result, that's really what this wasn't chanifa. He was poshut saving his life. I'm Rabbi Loss said, kol adam sheish be chanufa, mevi aflo. Any person that engages in chanufa, he brings a charein after the world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vechanfei leiv yosimu off." V'loyoid elosh ain't tefilas in the shmas. His tefilas are not going to be answered. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Lo yeshavu ki asarim." The person is going to have yesurim, asarim elosh and yesurim. A below yeshavu, his tefilas will not be answered. Simen af oiver gehenim biyadoi need the goyel. So we like commenting on the simonim. So this is interesting, because this siman is going to mention a whole bunch of halachas that Rabbi Lazar said related to chanifa. But the reason this is interesting is because the first one was mentioned before the siman. So the first one is af, and that's the gemara we just learned, called Adam Sheish Bechanufa Mevi Af L'Oilam. So we mentioned the first one, then we mentioned the siman, and we're going to mention the rest. Good. Rabbi Lazar called Adam Sheish Bechanufa Afilu Ubrim Shebeima Mekal L'Noisa. A person that has chanufa, even the ubrim, literally the fetuses, that mekal this person. Shenema. The pasuk says, "Omer l'rasha tzaddik ata." If a person tells a rasha, "You're a tzaddik," yikvu amim. The amim are gonna sheltim, and yisnamu l'umim, and the l'umim are gonna do the same thing. Says the Gemara, "Ve'en koyv al klala." The word koyv means klala. Shenemal le'kabikel. Ve'en la'oim elu ubrim shenemal la'oim la'oim yamatz. Now, oim really means a nation, but it was said in the context of the ubrim, Yaakov and Esav, and as a result, you see, well, oim is a loshen, it's a sprach of ubrim, so even the ubrim are going to be mekal. A person that has chanufa is going to end up in Gehenna. Shenemar, the pasuk says, hoi ha'oimrim la'ra toiv la toiv ra. So obviously, this is talking about chaynev, maksiv acharav. What does it say afterwards? A few psukim later, this is in Yeshaya. Lachen kachol kash l'shoyin esh v'chashash l'hava yirpe shorsham kamak yeh ufircham kovak yalav ki masu es teres hashem tzvokas ves imas kadesh yisrael nietzu. These are very intense adjectives that describe fire and burning and kash and zachen. And this is talking about Gehenim. And you see the smichas ha-psukim, that someone that's machnev is going to end up in Gehenim. Amr abalazer kolam machnev l'chavei roi. Someone that's machnev is chavei soif neufel b'yadei. He's going to end up
being a victim to the person he chanfed, then Eino Neufel B'Yad, and if not him, Neufel B'Yad Banav. Then Eino Neufel B'Yad Banav, Neufel B'Yad Ben Benoy. But someone in his mishpacha, someone in his family tree, he's going to end up falling into this trap. Shenemar, the Pasnik says, Vayoymer, Yirmiyo Hanavi, El Chananya Hanavi, L'Eini Akoyhan, L'Eini Kolom, Eim de Beves Hashem. So we need the next pasuk. Vayomer Yirmiyo Hanavi, Amen, Ked Yas Hashem, Yokim Hashem is Tvarech Hashem, Yi Beis Elohashiv, Klei Beis Hashem, V'chol HaGoylo Mibabal HaMakom HaZer. So the context is Yirmiyo is writing Sefer Yirmiyo, he's writing Eicha, he's talking about Eicha Yashva Bodot, which was a Nevuah. And all the terrible things that are going to happen because the Yidden are not doing tshuva. And there was a Navi, his name was Chananya, he was a Navi Sheker. And he got up and he said, no, what are you talking about, Yirmiyo? Everything's going to be good. And even though the Churban had already started, all the Kalim are going to come back, all the Jews are going to return from the exile. So that's Zayin Outskut. And Yirmiyo heard it and he said, Amen, Halavai, right? Vayomer Yirmiyo Anavi, Amen, Ken Yas Hashem. Yokim Hashem is Dvarech Hashem Yibes. Allah Hashiv Klei Beis Hashem. V'chol HaGoylam Mibavel HaLamakam HaZeh. You could hear the reaction, but the problem is he was confident again because this is a Navi Sheker. So he's saying Amen to the Nevuah of a Navi Sheker, and because of this act of Chanufa in the eyes of Chazal, Yirmiyo was punished. So what was the punishment? The pasuk says, "Vayhi hu b'shar binyamin v'sham bal pekudas u'shmoi Yir'iya ben Shalemya ben Chananya." So this is an enikel of this Chananya. Vayispois es Yirmiyo anavi lemer ela kazdem at neufel. And he says that he chaps on Yirmiyo and he says, you're going to fall in the hands of the kazdem, right? They're the Babylonians. Vayyomi Yirmiyo, Yirmiyo responded and he said, sheker, false. Eneni neufel ela kazdem. And you see it ended up happening. So Yirmiyo chanfed Chananya and his enoko ended up giving him grace to tzars. If you have a whole kehila that engages in chanufa, the whole eda is most like a nita. Adas chonef galmud. And the word galmud is a lashon of nida. There are places that koyren le nida galmuda. They refer to a nida as galmuda. Why? My galmuda gemula da mi baila. Because this woman is separate from her husband. Gemula means to be separated, and that's why a nida would be referred to as a galmuda. Amar Rabbi Loza, kol eda sheish b'chanuf l'soif gaila. Any eda that has chanuf is eventually going to end up in galus. Ksiv ha'ad, the pasuk says, g'adas chanif galmud, v'ksiv ha'asam. And there's another pasuk that says, v'amart bil vavich, mi yolad li es eile, v'ani shchula v'galmuda, Goyla Visura. So you have the word Galmuda. The next word is Goyla. So Galmuda comes together with Goyla. This is already a shtickl Torah. Kadas Chonev Galmud. And Galmud and Goyla. So not only will they be Galmud Musakanida, but also gonna end up in Galus. So on this topic of Chanufa, there are four Kitois, four groups of people that will not be Zoicha to be Makabel the Pnei Shchina. So we say v'sachazenu einenu b'shuf chalitzim berachamim, but there's four kitas that are excluded from this: kat leitzim, kat chanefim, kat shakarim, and kat mesapri loshen har. Kat leitzim. How do you know this? Tachsev. The pasuk says, "Moshach yodoi es loitzitzim." The Eibush says, "Moshach his yad." Right? He withdraws from the loitzitzim. Kat chanefim. Tachsev. Because the pasuk says, "Ki loy lefonev." The chanev is not going to make it to the Eibishter. Katsha karim, the chsiv, doivish karim, lo yikon leneged enai, and kat mesapi lashon hara, the chsiv, because the pasuk says, ki loy kel chofetz resha ata lo yagur chara, and then the pasuk says, sadek ato Hashem lo yagur bimagur chara, and what does this have to do with lashon hara? So if you look at the context, the pasuk says, ki ein befiyo nechayna, kirbam havois kever pasuch, groinam l'shoinam yachalikon. The context over there is lashon hara. So you see that there are four kitois that are not mekablois, pnei shchina, and hadron alach, elun amar. So just to end with one Rabbeinu Yoina. No rage, just one Rabbeinu Yoina who explains in Shari Tshuva what exactly Chanufa is. So when you think of like the biggest Averis in the world, Chanufa is not usually something that comes to mind. But it's a little bit of a mistake because you have this last Gemara that just put it into a pantheon. Arba kitois ein mekabeles pnei shchina. Kat leitzim, kat chanefim, kat shakarim, and kat mesapre lashon hara. Additionally, just from going through the Gemara, it feels like we got some mixed messages related to the Indian of Chanufa. Because on the one hand, someone that's a chaynef, it's all the worst things in the world. Klai Yisrael was chaynef agrifas, and they were chayv kloya.
Yet at the same time, mutter lahachnif l'risham. So what's it negeya all these chazals about chanufas? Negeya ilm abba? In ilm abba we won't be able to chanufa? Mitzvahs betelus maybe lost a lovoy. The story of agrifas amelef didn't happen in ilm abba, it happened in ilm haza. So I'm not even sure how you walk away from this gemara. We start off mutter lahachnif l'risham by ilm haza. We end off that one of the four kitam that are not makabel the pnei shechina are the kat chanefim. So really this is eino yomer elo d'rishuni. So Rav Yonah talks about chanufa barichos in shar shlishi, which, of course, is a very famous sha'ar in Shaar Yetshuva. And really, it's kedai to appreciate the context, just to build it up. Shaar Shlishi in Shaar Yetshuva is broken up into 10 sections. And each one of the 10 sections is discussing the chomer of Iser, but it goes madraga. He starts off with Dirabonans, Mitzvah Saseh, Lav Shenitag Laseh, Lav Shein by Maisa, 5 is Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. A lot that has Misa B'dei Shamayim, 7 is Karis, 8 is Arba Misa's Bezdin, 9 is Yehorik Val Yavar, that gets its own class, and then number 10 is Elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'elam Haba. That's the most chum. So Rabbi Yoin is talking about the Elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'elam Haba, the Mishnah in Ovis, Malbu Brechaber Barabim, Mavaza Samayadis, the Mishnah in the beginning of Parak Chelik. So when the Rabbi Yoin talks about all the different chazals related to Elu She'en Lam Chelik Lo'elam Haba, he has a subcategory. And it's the Arba, it's the four groups of people that are not Mekabel the Pnei Shechina. Bir Divrei Avonis Arba Kitas. And it's a whole Arichas, and it goes through each one independently. What we need is the Kat HaChanefen. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Indian HaKat HaZois Nechlak L'Tisha Chalokim. It's broken up into 9 subcategories. So this is usually when people tune out. But it's kedai, I think, to go through it very, 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 very quickly, because it's pashup shan in today's daf. We had almost a whole daf gemara that talks about chanofa, so it's just very hard to know what's going on unless you just get the sense of what Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about. I'll read the first and the last, and the other ones will just speak out. V'zeh dvar kata chanefen. Inyan hakata zois nechla letisha chalokin. Hachelo karishoin. Hechonef asher hikir oira oyada ki yesh ova bekav chavera v'chi hechzik betarnas oy ki yechte ish belashen hara oy baynaz dvarim. He sees a friend of his, somebody that he knows, this guy is doing averas. V'yach l'kloy lashen hara leimar, and then he goes over to him and he speaks his own lashen hara and he tells him loy pa'alta oven, what you're doing is not wrong. So you, this guy's doing an aver, klar, no shail in the world. And you go over to him and you tell him, you're a shtickel Talmud Chacham, you're a person who has a voice, or maybe even not. But the point is, you tell him, Loi pa alta oven. Ha-ma'at mimenu avoyin ha-nimnam ha-toychacha. Says Rabbeinu, not only did this person violate the mitzvah saseh shenem ha-yicheach, toychiach, esam yisech v'loi si yisol avchet, but v'yoysnif lachtay al omroi loi chatasa. But you did worse than that. You told him specifically that what you're doing is okay. Ke'inyun shenemar, it's a pasuk in your mayo, v'chisku yidei merei. This person has a very big aver. Because this person doesn't have a kinna for the truth. He supports sheker. Not only that, he's causing this person to do more averes. Number one, you're causing him not to have charat on what he did. And number two, you're going to cause him to continue doing the averis. This person should realize that he is now a shutif in this balavera. Because you were just machzik yidei over avera. And because of that, you're going to be punished. Not just that you're going to be punished for the sheker that you spoke. But the bottom line is, he says, this is mamish and avoid pleely. It's a terrible, terrible thing. V'chayiv ha'odom limtsoy atzmoy l'sakon. A person is a mechuyiv to put his life into a matzav of sakona. V'al yasi es nafshoy avoy nashma kazois. Not to get involved in this aver. V'am rabbi seinu soitim emalif. Al inyan agrifas. Shoyekoye betoyro. Ukshnegiyah lepasik zed loisuch alasis alech ish nachri. Zogoyen of demois. V'am rabbi achinu ata. Boisa shon eschayv usneim shoy yisrol kloya. Shechonfu loy la agrifas. Af ki ha'yoyshev ala mishpat eloy lefachet. Me'enu ish niyomas. What do you mean? You're dealing with a king over here. You're dealing with a king, but it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to be afraid. And you see, Klal Yisrael was chayv klal for what they did, because they violated this first category of chanofa, and that is, a person's doing an avera, and you tell them, achenu ata, achenu ata.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. No, no. You're, what do you mean? You're not our brother. You are our brother. He wasn't our brother. And you're saying you are our brother. And that is the number one category of what Hanifa is. And then Rabbi Yonah goes from level one and he starts diluting. There's different levels until he gets to level nine. Level two is where a person is Mahalal Rasha. Meaning he doesn't tell Agrifas, you're allowed to be king, when the Torah says Agrifas is not allowed to be king. But a person gets up and he praises a Rasha. He doesn't necessarily praise the Rasha for the Averis that he did. He's not saying that the bad that the Rasha is doing is good, but at the same time he's being Mahalal Rasha. This is Chanufa. It's not just Chanufa, it's level two. It's level two. Number three is that a person is Meshabeach a Rasha, but not in front of people. So he's not Mahalal the Rasha. He doesn't do Beradim. But mano a mano, if he's sitting with him, he'll tell him that you should know, yeah, no, yeah, you're a good guy. Wow, it's amazing what you're doing. It's mamish, not shaykh. What do you mean? You're being yechanfening the guy. So you're not doing a parab, it's not level two, but at the same time, it's level three. Level four, a person is mischaber l'rosha, says Rabbeinu Yonah. You're posh friends with him. Your chavashaft, that's a level of chanufa. Because the fact that you're friends with him on some level, you're giving this person askam. You're giving him credibility, and that in of itself is not okay. Number five is a person that goes, and the person, he doesn't literally, he's not his friend per se, but at the same time, he's somebody that will say on a person that he's like an ish chacham. So you're not praising him, but at the same time, you'll give him a haskam. Like somebody wants to know, is this person a chacham? Can I take his advice? You'll say that. Again, it's a diluted version of giving him a haskam, but it's not mamish on the same level. Level six, this is where it starts getting really intense. A person's not moicha. You see a balaveira doing an aveira, you have a relationship with the guy, you could tell him he's wrong, and you don't tell him he's wrong. You're not his friend necessarily, you're never mahalal him berabim. You didn't say he's a great person. You didn't say that the bad things he's doing are good. But you were a moicha. And he shtelts to the whole sugi in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei, where the Gemara talks about that they, because of the tzaddikim not being moicha on the Churban, that's why they themselves were killed with the Tov and Gavriel and the Ganza Maisa with the Dioi. So he says not being moicha, that's also a form of that. And really, if you go through 7 and 8, 6, 7, and 8, it's all me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Meaning the person says, the reason I'm not being moicha is not going to listen to me. Okay, you're right. You're not level 6. You're only level 7. But you still made the cut, right? You're in the top 10 here. You're in the top 9. You're also qualified. 8 is also Ayin Shami Inyan Le'inyan Ba'isinyan. And then finally, he comes to Achelik Hachi. So it started off with a person who literally goes over to a Rasha. This guy's doing an Avei. Ini Chazit, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's good. It's Achenu Ata, Achenu Ata. That's the worst. Now we're down to the point of a guy who's not going to give Musar because he knows for sure it's not going to be listened to. Doesn't matter. That's also going to be an element of Chanafa. Chelik Hachi, HaMechabed is a Rishon Miderech Shalom. Someone that is Mechabed Rishon, but he doesn't Miderech Shalom. That's the Chelik Hachi. Oh, Lo Yidaber Toiv Al HaRasha. He's not speaking good about the Rasha. V'lo Yisnaik B'chvoidoi Al Derech Asher Yachshavu Bnei Adam Ki Yechabdenu Ma'asher Yokar Be'inov Nichba. He's not mechabedim in a way that people think that he's really being mechabedim. But fakir, he's mechabedim in a way where it's so obvious to the bystanders that this person who's receiving the covet is living in the Olam HaDimyon. He thinks that, oh wow, this chosh of a person is being mechabed. He's not even mechabed you. He's doing it for a reason. But the bottom line is that's the ninth level of Chanifa. Where they're being mechabedim for a reason. Because they're anoshim mutzlachim. Not necessarily because they hold that they're of this meridig erech. Va'af gamzos, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Even this, yeshchet v'ashma b'dover hazeh. He said that's wrong. Ki imhut l'chabedu ashir. It's true for anoshim shavadah. Right, the Ramban says in the Geras Ramban, you're supposed to be mechaber Ashir. Abeloi chen horishon shenema urei kol geya v'hashpileyu urei kol geya hachniyu v'hadoich rishon tachtam. Ach, says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's one caveat in the whole sugi of Chanifa, and that is hachilek hazeh. This level of Chanufa huter midaoga midavar penyazik harasha. It's mutter if you're afraid that by you not doing this, you are going to
have a hezek, the yigraim hefsid, bisman sheyad ha-rosha takifa,
because of the fact that this rosha is very, very powerful,
ushaito chatzufa, and his shah is chatzufa,
ein biyodeinu lahachniyoy, and it's a matziv where you can't get him to not be a rosha,
ubecheleinu lahaniyoy, and there's nothing in our power that's going to get him to not be a rosha, alkein hutal lechabdoy, kederach shemechabdim ne'odom,
an sheizroya roma mipachad ve'emo, ve'kimo, ve'hidur, ve'doim lahan. So then, it'd be mutter.
But at the same time, don't be mishabeach him and never say something good about him to other people.
And that's what the Gemara means when it says mutl hachnif as a rishon.
So we had a stira. On the one hand, you can't be machnif, achenu ato, klai yisro v'schayiv kloya.
And then you have in the same sugya, mutl hachnif rishon.
So how do you give us a chanitza? How do you reconcile?
The Teretz says, Rabbeinu Yoina, is there's 9 levels of chanifa.
The 9th level of chanifa is where it's mutl hachnif as rishon b'ayla mazeh.
And what is that? That's when the person's powerful. There's an element of daiga. There's an element of hefsid. If you would give him mussar, he wouldn't listen anyways. He has a matziv where sha'ato is chatzufa, beautiful lashon, and as a result, if you're not going to give him this covet, you're going to end up losing out.
B'chai gavna, you could do it. Ach lo yishabchenu v'lo yedaber toiv olav liv ne'odam.
This is the sugya of chanufa. Tein l'chachem v'yech gamoid.